Welcome to another episode of the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff, along with Breshbeck Penicillin, Dr. Tasty.
Hi.
Dirk Kirsch.
Hello.
The Southside Santa.
Dr. Tasty, you seem sad.
Commodore Bob.
Hey, hey.
And our special guests are El Cocho.
Good afternoon to everyone. How are you guys doing?
Dr. Tasty seems sad.
What's that about?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make everyone think I was sad.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Fair enough. All right. You jerk. Are you worried about, are you upset that you don't have, like, thrill in your life?
There's no danger or anything ever in my life. Not that that's actually a necessary thing.
Well, for people out there who do feel that way, they feel all the magic is gone and there's no thrill in their life and they're thinking of plummeting down to their doom. There's a better way. There's a better answer. 17-story tall water slide. That's the tallest water slide in the world.
Wow.
According to some test writers, they went airborne at the bottom of the slide because it made them go so fast. Their asses actually left the ground. 17 stories tall.
Did they, like, skip like a rock?
I hope so, on their ass.
That's the water slide I want to go.
Like, where does it deposit you in a pool, or is it just a long... Yeah, projecting people into the air. They delayed the opening.
Well, it's a good thing they remembered to put a hole in the end of the slide.
I wonder how many nosebleeds they get.
Schlitterbahn Park is the name of the park. Schlitterbahn, you know, in Kansas City. And the name of the water slide is the Varucht.
Well, they do have a large Scandinavian population there.
I hope there's also a beer hall nearby. You can get drunk and go on the 17-story tall water slide. Wasn't there some invention by some mad scientist at one point to create a roller coaster that would induce death? It was, like, designed. Yeah.
It would increase the G's so that you just feel euphoric as your brain stopped functioning.
You just died slowly. Yeah. But that's pretty fun, right? You have fun, you feel good, you just get sleepy, and then you're dead.
If you can die.
That's true, if it's even possible to die. But that should be what we do in this country for the elderly.
If that's one of your powers, the power to die.
Power to get old and die. I don't think, does anybody here have that power? Does anyone have the power to be killed by roller coasters and water slides? Is that
every,
a thing?
Every mortal being in existence.
Yes.
What?
I don't know if that's a power. That sounds like a weakness to me.
Well, everything's a power. Some powers are just really shitty.
So cancer's a power?
It is. It's one you don't want to have. There's also immunity to it, which is a better power. Intelligence is a power, but so is stupidity. The power to open juice.
Oh, Cybear's power.
Cybear has the power to open juice. Most humans have the ability to recognize bread when they see it.
People are gluten intolerant, so
yeah.
They'd better have that. But if not, one less person with,
gluten intolerance. Well, they're super intolerant. Tolerance itself is a power. You know, it's apparently very rare for humans to be tolerant of each other. And it seems like it must be a fucking goddamn superpower or something.
I have to use all my powers to tolerate you guys.
That's true. Yeah,
I could tolerate just about anything, but... I can't tolerate anyone from space.
What?
Yeah.
You know that the casual observer might point out that you yourself, you, Dr. Tasty, are in fact, indeed, of space. You are a being of space. Space being.
Yeah, you know. Right. I'm an Earthling.
No, I don't think that you were born on this planet at all.
Well, I wasn't born, but I'm from here. Like, this is my residence.
Yeah, you know, that's where you live now. But, like, that's not where you're from.
No, it's where I'm from. I mean, well, why would I be from space?
Look, the president isn't from the White House just because he lives in the White House.
Isn't that where the presidents come from? The White House?
Actually, I think there is some kind of facility underneath that creates presidents.
I mean, how else?
Where the skull and bones meets.
Yeah.
How else would such unique people, quote unquote, come into presidency?
It's true. There's no one else with the same name as any president.
But people from space. So even if I was from space, which I'm not a person.
Fair enough.
I'm talking about people from space specifically, not aliens.
Like mortal humanoids.
Mortal humanoids who've gone into space. And here's my problem with them, is that they do all weird shit. I don't understand why they have to be weird in space. It's like, as soon as they get into space, they get weird.
Things in space are very different.
Like an Event Horizon. They went light speed and then everyone went crazy. Like, I don't understand why you can't handle travel through another dimension, or...
Not even that. Even if you just try to go to Jupiter sometimes, you go crazy and become a space baby.
I don't know.
Space baby?
Evolving. Man's evolving.
Into a stupid, useless, frail little space baby in a bubble that can't do anything?
Well, it was because of the obelisk.
Fuck that obelisk. Fuck... You know what, Dr. Tasty?
Geometric shapes.
I agree with you. Shit he's from becoming, space sucks.
He's yeah. becoming a space person at the end, instead of an Earth person.
Ugh.
They're always putting, like, obelisks in space, where, like, people from space can't handle fucking being around an alien object that's like a microwave or something because it turns them into babies, or they become a space monster, or
yeah,
they get corrupted by the powers of a different dimension.
Space and viruses. They're always giving us their space viruses when they come here.
Yeah,
like Ebola.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they're used to, like, incubate eggs.
I mean, I'm giving people my... Like, if I let someone borrow something and they go into space, I'll never see that thing again. Which is why now I require all people who want to borrow something from me to fill out an application that is truth-proofed.
Right. And then you turn them down anyways.
And then I turn them down anyway. But there's a question on there that says, are you planning on going to space? And if they check yes, then they can't borrow anything. They have no choice but to check yes, but...
But wait, when people go to space from Earth, they're not automatically space people, are they? I mean, we've all been to space.
No. No, you're not space people. I'm talking about, like, people who go into space to inhabit it, or someone from a different planet in space who isn't a different creature.
Does the moon count? Like, we...
Like the moon Nazis.
Well, we got werewolves from the moon, so I'm not entirely against it.
The moon's, like, close to home, right? It's, like, the home away from home.
Yeah,
it's right there.
It's Canada to the U.S.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's the log space cabin Canada. That you go to every once in a while.
Actually, on the surface of the moon is where werewolves are the most powerful.
Well, of course. But it's, like, almost too powerful. It's like, yeah, it's like if Superman goes into the sun.
Yeah, but the problem with the werewolves on the moon is, you know, whenever the Earth comes around where they're at, they turn into humans.
When they're bathed in the light of the
Earth.
So they have to go to the dark side of the moon, but then they freeze. They're just frozen solid like a statue.
But they're rocking out to Pink Floyd while they're frozen.
We actually have to, like, stand on the line.
NASA won't show us all the images of the frozen space werewolves making devil horns rocking out to Pink Floyd.
Like stasis.
There's all sorts of problems with being a werewolf.
Not that I would... I don't know. Werewolves. It's...
Rushvik.
It's crazy.
How many times do we have to tell you you're not actually a werewolf?
I know that. I'm the one who wrote that all over the bathroom that one time.
That's another thing I can't stand is that You have this weird fucking werewolf drama that you want everyone to, like, sympathize with this made up plight that you're a werewolf.
No, what are you talking about?
You're denying it. See, no. You're denying it. You're denying that you're a werewolf, but you're not a werewolf.
I don't know what you're talking about. Of course I'm not. Agree, we're all in agreement that I am not a werewolf.
Yes. So there is only a couple of people from space that I'm cool with, and that's Space Knight, and that's only because I like to get on his nerves.
Yeah, you fuck with him.
Yeah, I like to get on his nerves.
You like to steal his stuff.
Bury it in the yard. He hasn't found it. He thinks he's going on this fucking big giant quest
Well, to be fair, our yard is the entire Mojave Desert, so. Or is it? Damn it.
Dun, dun, dun.
I just admitted where our yard was.
I don't think it is. I mean that I guess that would explain the short walk I had to Wasteland Weekend.
Or the moon.
Yeah, we're close to the moon, too.
When you're in the desert, you're always closer to the moon.
Well, our base is...
I don't know if that math like, works.
Metaphysically, actually closer to the moon.
No, because there's always clear skies in the desert, so it's less you have to go through.
Okay, so even though you're not actually closer, it's sort of like, oh, I live in Denver, which is a hub for an airport, so there's more direct...
Or do you live close to the airport, or do you have to, like, go through a lot of stop signs to get to the airport?
Right, yeah.
You know, even if it's the same distance, one is actually takes longer.
Mm-hmm. And really, the orbit's more of an oval than a circle, so it's, like, closer sometimes. If you have the timing, you can actually do it really quick.
Speaking of powers, sometimes the moon is a supermoon.
Yes. Anyway, why I brought people from space and... how they're jerks and how they need punched. Remember all those jerks you guys met in space and then...
The space jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they came back and they wanted to borrow something from me. And I asked them, are you going to take this to space with you? And they said no.
Did they say, wait, did they say no or did they say no?
I think it was the second one.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I went to New York and I asked Peter Parker, are you Spider-Man? And he said, no.
Like, it was a question?
Yeah. They told me no. And I was like, well, fill out a form, and I'll believe you. And they filled out, they didn't want to fill out the form.
Well, then they don't get the thing.
Yeah, but they kept pestering me.
Well, then punch them.
So, yeah, they're Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
In conclusion...
But I'm busy. I don't have time to just punch all of these people in the face. I need someone to do it for me.
You need to outsource it?
Yeah.
Okocha, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, my schedule's actually looking up kind of free, so how to buy for some punching?
You get to punch space guys.
Alright.
Do you know how to do a space punch?
Oh, I know how to punch anything. It's just getting there is a problem.
Well,
you can't teleport.
Shut up.
Like, you can't just jump.
It looks like you now have an enforcer against those space jerks for when you don't feel like doing it.
Awesome. Well, the way I was going to put you in the space was I was just going to pick you up and throw you.
Yeah, that could work.
The cannonball special?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Dr. Tasty, you were just ranting about stuff, and it made me think, is there any way that I can end up borrowing one of those borrow slips?
What for?
Well, because this intern was asking to borrow one of my cases of fortune cookies. And I don't understand quite why he'd want to end up borrowing it.
Wait, Santa, are you going to give him back a borrow slip after you borrow it? Or are you going
to
keep it?
Yeah, I mean, I can make a Xerox for him if he wants.
But you have to borrow the initial one to do that.
Right.
Well, you have to fill out a borrow slip.
Yeah, you have to fill out the form.
I'm alright with that.
Okay, so...
But wait. How long do you need to take that other form to fill out? Because I know usually when I have you sign Christmas cards, you have to go in the other room and take hours to do it. To, like, fill out one card. So, like, you need to borrow that second slip for a while in order to get the other slip.
Right.
So you need to fill out a borrow slip for that slip.
Yeah, well, I was just going to take it over to the Xerox machine.
No, you have to fill it out while I'm there. Like, if I give you one of these slips, then you're going to have to fill it out right here so that I can see you're not tampering with the truthified paper that I got from some crazy Xerox machine down in the lower levels.
Well, that's the way that I write. I go in the other room and I hit it with my face a lot.
I don't like when people watch
me write things.
He gets really upset.
You can't, no. You have to use a pen. That's...
A pen will be involved. It's going from my face, because I like holding the pen with my face when I write. I mean, you've seen the way that I write sometimes. You've seen me write, like, notes and stuff.
Of all the things that I've seen you do...
Right.
That's probably one of the most irritating, strangely enough. Because you can't write, it doesn't make any sense, and it takes forever.
It makes perfect sense! You just need to rotate it!
And you're gonna put holes in the paper. Like, you're not gonna be able to read it.
Alright, this is a pain in the ass. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna end up telling the intern no. I normally do that anyhow.
Why don't you just have the intern come here and then have them fill out one of my forms?
No, that doesn't work because those are only for your stuff. So for that to work, Santa would have to give you or let you borrow his case of fortune cookies. So when the intern comes to you, you can claim it's yours for them to borrow.
Yeah.
So just do that.
I don't mind.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here, I'll just give you the case then. That way, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
You'll see it again.
Wait, why the fuck did I do that? Why did I just give him all my cookies?
Why do you ever listen to me?
You should have had a worm.
So speaking of space, I believe that the other day when we were out in the yard of the Mojave Desert, these crazy tablets from space just like landed in the cracked and dry clay, and hewn upon them was a legend writ of old. Dr. Tasty, is that about right? Is that how we got this story?
I mean, it was about Anthony Starfighter, and we met him, so...
Oh, yeah.
Why, I mean...
Well, I think this is an update. He was sending us, like, how else would he get a hold of us in space?
That's true. Never been to space.
Huh. You know, you talk a lot of smack. You should try it sometime.
No. Space is fucked stupid.
But... For those people who have not heard, we're of course talking about the dramatic ongoing saga and escapades.
The dramatic ongoing comedic saga
and stylings of Anthony Starfighter in Fight Star 3. In the space, the ships of a civilization have good power. The star power. Before this, men of spaceships fought on and had it. But suddenly, a megaship come at these spave governments and took out the good ones. Now they looking toward evil men enemies of the humanity. Andor and Krellor, who dishonor betray the government. Only a hero who has come from disdained Positon arrive after get a special space crew. Starship Command Anthony Starfighter. Deep enemy of a space government run away from defeated time. Anthony's god friend and power fighter Destruct got dead though. And Anthony, vote revenge! Current in the space setting, Starship Command sat lonely toward a desk command. Top level of spaceship management is one place which can make a guy alone. The crew doesn't know the meaning of how it is to be on a main person chair.
Maybe they have a command or not. Who knows? No one knows, that is who.
He brings the Confidant, for many year and months and day now above them command, Anthony Starfighter. Anthony in commanding of good crew and ship, Delta Charmer Merc. Right now on time they sit in part of space looking at place for enemies. In space, spaceships may explode when accumulate too much star waste energies from being a ship. So they would have to dump away. Starfighter Anthony was thinking about things he would have needed to know, but didn't. While in Captain Chair he thought,
Second Command Colt, a guy who did status of unconscious office and became good command with extra sword skills to boost. Colt, unintent fighter. Enemies did not see the sword strike strongs that come until it late. They unable to predict arrogant visuals.
He know that win was achieved if he could get the help he could get. Grosh, Lucker, the Black Hulk, and all the guys with undying spirit it possess in the spaceship. Colt turned with grace. Of only that, the space captains could achieve to their own will. His mug filled in hardened times.
Commanding, could we put the Delta Charmer Merc in the dark part of the moon? Need to lay waste outside.
Expressions of apathy Anthony put on and got up.
Put her in the moon, then.
He grown colder toward space journey to find enemy as bad guy and was wanted to go home, but not. He must stay on the tacks, or venging not would come to him. It was close.
I could smell the victory and would have it.
The spaceship traveled around the space on the moon and went to another side, about to dump the space energies. And what come now? A custodian scientist put the screen on the main screen panel with computer buttons. Anthony saw it.
Sir, command. We detect weird present on the moon.
That isn't anything. You're stupid.
No,
said Athene with the voice of the demon in questioning. Experience makes doubt. He pondered to the vision on the hologram in search.
That looks suspicious. Zoom.
When the scientist put zoom the picture, he saw it. Equipment only the enemies with Omega ship could use. Pap rings and slogans seen on the base which cover a thing they hiding. It was the bad.
It appears they're covering the big ship underneath a mat on the moon surfaces.
Shout Colt in disgrace.
Captain, we had fine bad guys.
Ethne pounded the sedation. Finally, he could have a battle with bad. But it was a battle? Would the guys be gone? Don't think that, but pay vengeance will be accomplished.
Put a spaceship in land position so we can do stealth mission to the base. I will prepare get weapons.
On a way through hall toward the getting ready cabinet, Colt trialed Athene until...
Athene, what plan exits for what we go do? This could be a moment for us.
Colt seemed apparelled, not sure of the confidence swelling toward him. Athene shaked a face glance, his majestic feeling showing his confidence in his friend.
Colt, we will be performing the quite steep mission.
Shh!
Athene hold a finger on his mouth.
Vanity doesn't know we will be here. So let's put on those stealth things and use hands combat techniquiles to beat the enemy without alert.
Colt simple look at Athene and knew that he was saying. In change room, Starfighter could see his power and claw. It was multiple fights, historical scratches litter surface the glove.
With what power could Split the Atom possess a future? It defeat many bads with his help, and even the one equal for Athene, DeWalt.
This put the urge for save a space governor.
Andur Kreller is gonna pay up the cash of traitors.
Later, the crew got aboard the spaceship and ready for landing. Athene prepared them for missions and chose to do it. Each guy had a training for take on enemies in hands-to-hand combat. Colt was relying their objectives.
Our objection is to get to enemy's base and put a capture on Andor and Krellos. Be aware of what you will happening and brave combat skills. You are the Delta Charmer Merc space fight guys, and we will beat an enemy.
All the soldiers cheered in honor, Steve. Start of the snake mashin. White group goes behind boxes to start snake mashing. Only smallish people group take a quest the snaking.
Be quick! No, the bet boys can hear us!
Shake the snake crew solder. It was a long snake mansion. Lots guys are in the base. Bad. If saw a suspicion, then let no leader bads and know their crew and kill! When you are doing a sneak motion, all person would walk in crouch way. Be careful not to make sounds. Sometimes, if you are in space, no one hears you. But in not space, there are sounds. If enemy sees the sneaker, they alert. Crew sneak the way to a final layer. The bad men there put up boxes of indent known things. Suddenly, a laser come to them, but they duck in time and get around a laser. But one guy didn't, an alarm sound.
Alarm. No guys in the base. Alert. Put security into the place where sneaking guys are spotted.
Oh no! Sneaking misses loss! To the syringe?
No! We can lose the mission,
says Athene, who render a power and claw, ready for fight. Enemies comes to them and says,
you are the star guts who will come for a die.
And they shotted laser guns for kill the man. But sneak guys have ready for battle. With crying, they say,
take the weapons inside the enemies.
They pouch into enemy, and bad guys go flying. Bap, pap, dab! All the weapons and knife go into each other's skins, body, and dead all around. Bad guy get more, but Athene rendy for
sword get!
And he put the atom to split. Make explode, and more dead guys are here. Black Hulk comes from spaceship and dabble into the enemy.
Athene Starfighter, get into the base! We are fight the guys until you get here and die!
His place big and hammer and sweep, and the dudes smash to grounds. Athene saw this, but Colt reluct and want to stay for the fight.
Don't want to leave!
Athene grabbed the Colt and put him back to the forwards walk.
Not time. We survive. We go into enemy's further location and make the mission done.
Colt, Athene, and some space crew disappear to the door into chambers. In it, they could tell it was an operation to the success of a thing the enemy had a plan to do. Corridor open to a thing. It was long run, but Athene is a fitness man and so is Colt. All the space guys in Athene Gropu are fitness good. They get to center and see what enemy plan. A solar power superstar power getting foundation. No! This bad, and it would be extra dinery to the enemy for power to have this much. Must stop this, guys. Just then, an enemy walk out that Athene had seen before. It was Krellor.
Athene, to see you here up all the time.
Krellor says, amused. His big face isn't showing a connotate express that a man can get after luxury life in the government and be evil.
I don't like you, said Athene.
That okay. You are surrounded by my enemies who are my team.
Suddenly, Athene and Gropu surrounded by his enemy. Athene did hesitate in opposite direction and explode the atom to all the enemies in a group.
Surround slash!
Athene floored them.
Get all the bad guys with your attack!
And all good guys start a attack. Every round was a fight. Colt killed the guys with sword strike, and special team member put the punches of lasers toward bad guys' faces, and Athene made his special dash to Krellor. Colt destroyed bad guys he fighted and looked to see Athene.
Look like you have the fight!
They circle in a circle, sizes up the other with looks of situation awaring. Krellor sees his enemy and makes a fun remark of the insult.
You are a bedtime for Floss.
Lifting up his gat sword and laser grunts. Athene smirk.
Only one who can losting is you, guy.
It was now. The fight start and duel happen. Many moves are make and whirlwind of strike occur. Slang, bag, phage, swing, moves! Athene whirl a claw chip, and Krellor use gat sword and laser gubs. Slash, shot, lasers, blows. They technical fight and jump off of many things in station. Up on the raft they above the fight, and Krellor block a chop swing Athene did. He returned with blow-up laser blast.
Laser shoot!
Athene could fall to the down. Maybe it was too late. Maybe Athene is died. He isn't! He put up and went to the attack again. Athene looked toward star power and asked,
Why the star power? Do you need? I think you ahead of yourself. It isn't too late for turnaround. You can bring the peace to civilization once more.
Krellor got angry.
No, Athene. Home governor not do what I want, and I hate that I take the star power and Andrew unstoppable army out with him. You will be first for dying, Athene star dumber.
Krellor sneak a gloam grenade out of his costume and put it down with a thing and jumped off the edge. Athene down, but he saw the bomb and knew what to do. When bomb blow up, he turned the round and produce a clow atom chop and make other explodo. He flew in a direction. The direction toward Krellor.
I get you for this, Krellor. You die now!
Athene glow in red power and took a little star power from the generation and put it in his attack.
Make a star duck's destroying strike!
And he glove put through Krellor's army shield generator field. He went fly and hit a wall. Dead almost. He slid down and found a thing to say.
Athene, Andrew will have you. He will have us. He will make the Omega power in the sip and everyone die.
Krellor died. Athene and crew win the fight. They walk back to the other room, and their allied were good alive. Their mission succeed. They brought crew down and put away star-powered things, but they took some power with them. They all trained mission before, so they were all good fighters and survived the fight down there. Just then, Colt was on a ridge and said,
Athene, what we do now? Do you go back or command further?
Athene get a good express in the brain. He knew what to do and would say it.
Colt, guys, for the time our friend gets dead by our most enemies, place in the place where people live get destroyed. Fear is the feel people feel these days. No long. At the moment, we put the attack on Andrew and make him war. He will lose a war. We have the victory.
I love those stories. I love tales of adventure
and excite.
Good versus evil. Yeah.
I was so close to the edge of my seat, I almost fell off.
I did.
I had a seatbelt.
So thanks again to Athene Starfighter for sending that to us from his ongoing adventures in space. We're going to get those every once in a while. And we do get stuff from people from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Mailbag, it's a mailbag, such a swell bag, full of sick swag, fucking sweet bag, it's a mailbag, full of mailbags, for reading the mail.
Tally Sherman Carruthers writes, "Dear Revengerous, I just graduated college, summa cum laude. I'm looking for a good man, the kind that smells nice, cooks casseroles, gives me foot rubs, isn't afraid to change diapers, gives thoughtful Christmas gifts, and still brings home the good bacon. You're the most awesome guys I can think of. Do you know where we can find him? Do you know where can I find him?"
I think a lot of those guys hang out down at the mall, right?
Like by the Gap?
I don't know. They're just hanging around.
It's like quite a checklist.
I mean, is it really all that difficult?
I think like any good man would do any of those things, except for like a couple, like at times.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to change an adult's diapers, so I don't know why she put that in the list. Sorry.
I mean, she's kind of specific for the sex shit she's into, you know? Mm-hmm. Like walking around in diapers and stuff.
Yeah, casseroles.
Yeah.
Foot rubs.
Those are fine. It's just that one that I'm like, sorry. My limit. No. I don't know. Are there any bachelors in the Revengerous we could send over there? I don't know.
No takers.
Everybody's taken.
How about you, El Cocho? You're upstanding.
Well, she sounds pleasant, and I do enjoy bacon. Not sure about the diaper thing.
What's the deal with this whole good bacon thing? Isn't that just like bacon? Isn't that like saying like, you know, horrible mutilation?
I think she means don't, if you're gonna bring any home, don't bring home like spoiled rancid meat, because don't even bother at that point. You just don't come home at all if you're gonna bring home rancid meat,
right?
That's the only advice I could have.
That still seems kind of picky. I mean, it's still meat, right?
Yeah, I mean, this whole list is kind of picky. I would say try to find somebody that isn't gonna bring home rancid meat, and then you found the one.
That's very deep.
Any other advice?
I'm not sure with her lists here. You know, she's going down, has all these certain qualifications and requirements. It's like a military list. Why do that? And they pay $900 for a hammer.
Yeah, this is just some wild fantasy.
I mean, there's things on the internet that can fulfill pretty much any crazy fantasy, so I think that's probably the way to go. I guess I would tell her that if it doesn't work out, like you can't find someone who's not going to bring you rancid meat, you'll just be alone forever. Just use the internet. That's probably the advice. Yeah, just use the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can also use the internet to buy a dildo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anything you need. Who needs another human being when you have the internet?
Right. I mean, that's why they have Craigslist, right?
Including her weird diaper thing. In fact, you can find an awful lot of things on our internet at the RevengerousWiki.com, right?
Wiki,
Yeah. I don't even know our own website. You can go there and you can find out all about space knight, space guys, space king, fight star, star fighters, star power, and whether or not Dr. Tasty has ever been to space. Those are all questions that can be answered by going to our wiki.
For people that were curious about that last one.
Yes! It never happened.
Alright, whatever.
Dirkirsh, how else can they get a hold of us?
You can email us at info@revengerous.com or follow us on Twitter @TheRevengerists, or we even have a Tumblr thing, whatever that is.
It's like a tumble. Like
it's just like...
I think we just been sticking pictures on a tumbleweed and letting it roll around.
It's at blog.revengerous.com for some reason. I don't know what that is.
And then people look at it and they say that they like it.
Yeah, or you just like follow it on Tumblr and never see our lame layout ever again.
Here's what I want to recommend on the wiki, okay? It has nothing to do with anything we were talking about, but I want you to go to the Revengers wiki, go to the search bar, and type in Corn Cop.
Corn Cop.
Santa, do you have a product for us this week?
Of course I have a product that I have never tried, that I am telling unequivocally that all of the people listening, all the people that haven't listened yet, anyone that's out on the street, that they should go out and buy a spaghetti squash. Yeah, you know, it's both spaghetti and it's squash.
How?
It is a way that Italians eat vegetables. I don't know what the hell it is. Go buy a spaghetti squash and eat it, because I never have, and I am endorsing it as something that you should go do. Buy a fucking spaghetti squash.
Go do it today, because...
Santa said so.
Santa says to fucking do it. But this looks disgusting. Have you ever actually tried this?
No, that's why I'm recommending it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why would I recommend something that I have tried?
That is pretty ridiculous.
If Santa tells you to go off a bridge, go off a bridge.
Thanks, everybody, for riding along with us on our random space adventure. What do we always tell them? What do we always throw back in their faces?
Do drugs.
Lots of them.
Don't pick your nose. There's other people's noses to pick.
You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, and you can pick your friend's nose.
You can, it's true.
Your friends can pick your nose.
It's a good time. And also...
if we can't save you,
you're fucked.
You're really fucked. You are a bedtime for Floss.